Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about the power of saying, I'm in love with you.
I want to start off with this quote that says, it's not being in love that makes me happy. It's being in love with you that makes me happy.
Mm.
And really, we're talking about those two little letters there, that in of the in love today on today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this hug came from an email that we recently received that starts with, after 16 years of marriage, my wife and I were at our wit's end. We were losing hope that we could get out of our endless loop of the same fights, arguing, and stress. A friend that had listened to your podcast on the power of touch recommended that I read your Six Pillars of Intimacy. Mm. I had to send this hug in and thank you both for the last 3 weeks of life-changing connection with my wife. It's amazing what can happen in just a short period of time.
That's right.
Goes on to say, it has been so great that my 10-year-old mentioned to me the fact that he has noticed a change.
Wow.
Honestly, it was my fault for not really trying to see her side of things for the last 16 years. What sparked my fire to fix things was one night 3 weeks ago when my wife was crying and said that she had lost hope that I would ever change my opinions or thoughts. Mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get to that place? Since that comment, I am listening daily to your podcast, trying to implement things and seeing the hope restored in our marriage. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like you yeah. Again, it comes down to, like we say so often on the show, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? What action can I, and how incredible, just before we jump into today's show, how incredible that there's such a dramatic shift happening in this marriage that a 10-year-old is picking up on the fact that his or her world is completely different.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter where you may be. You don't have to be at your wit's end. You don't have to be watching your spouse cry in the bedroom. It doesn't. You don't have to have a massive blowout argument. You can start now.
Mm-hmm.
You can start now. You can take one step and go, what can I do?
Absolutely.
How do I engage with my spouse? What can I do in this moment, in this time, in my marriage? It's something that Elise and I have to ask each other every single day because we're human just like you. And we have our moments just like you. And you know what? We have to sit back at times and go, all right, what can I do?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hadn't thought about it when I was putting this show together, but how much that hug really ties into what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. This, you know, choosing to be in love with your spouse, choosing to say, I'm in love with you. And really the idea for this show came when I was probably about a month or so ago. We were out to brunch with friends and the husband had stood up from the table because they have a younger child and he was going off while we were waiting for our food to go play with the little one. And the wife looks at her husband and she just says, I am so in love with you. And it was like, it made me stop in my tracks. Like, I'm sitting there probably staring at her, probably had my jaw down a little bit because I was just like, that in my mind, in the immediacy, I was like, that's such an interesting phrase,
mm-hmm.
right? To just be like, I'm so in love with you. And I was like, huh? Like, she didn't say, you know, honey, I love you, or, you know, just love you, or anything else as he was getting up to go, you know, chase after the toddler. She actually had to be really intentional about saying that word. I'm so in love with you. And it really started this conversation because I was mulling this over for a few days. And then I started looping Tony into the conversation because I'm like, hey, that's kind of an interesting way to put I love you. And I think because we get so many emails, right? And I hear about it in coaching. And I know Tony has conversations with guys where people will say something to the effect of, I've fallen out of love with my spouse.
Mm.
I don't love my spouse anymore, Right. And so there's this whole idea of in and out. And where does that shift and how does that change? Because when you hit this right, this, you know, a rough patch, you can get to a place where you're starting to tell yourself, I'm not in love anymore. Mm-hmm. But is it possible? Is it possible to choose to be in love with your spouse? Do those two little tiny letters? I mean, really, guys, think about the word in. It's one of the, you know, next to the you know, you get into all the two letter words. They're really small. They look so inconsequential. But I think that word in particular, when it comes to our marriage, is actually going to have a lot more power than maybe what you've thought in all of the years or weeks or, you know, months that you've been married.
And I'm going to just say this too. You may just need to take a step back and digest this.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that in this, like, I'm in love with you, was really the impetus of Elisa. She heard that. We were at the same place. We're in mm-hmm. the same moment in time. I had no idea. Didn't hear it. Didn't recognize it. And went on my merry way. Where for her, she grabbed that. It's like, what can I do? Mm-hmm. It just goes back to, you know, what we've been saying this year, the hashtag is what can I do? But she grabbed onto that and she's like, what can I do? And so I'm just going on my merry way and I'm still digesting it and still sort of going, okay, what does that mean? And what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's the littlest of things and yet it can make a profound difference mm-hmm. in you, in your spouse, in your marriage. So go with us here today.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tori and I have been together for 27 years and I remember.
Yes we have. And as the time of this releasing, I would say we had probably had dropped you off at Stapleton Airport by that time.
Oh, back 27
years
ago.
Years
yeah,
ago.
I'm like,
yes.
What are we talking about?
27 years ago.
Yes, I was already sorry,
back.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was back in Indiana.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
So Stapleton Airport was the old
Denver airport.
Denver Airport, which is now DIA. But yeah, had dropped you off.
Mm-hmm.
And the summer fling of 94 was coming to an end in my mind.
Theoretically.
Thought it was coming to an end. And lo and behold, 27 years later, here
we're
are.
We're still here.
And going back to Denver and Boulder. In September.
But, you know, 27 years ago, I knew as Tony and I started having these conversations, like I remember having the thoughts, like, I think I'm falling in love with this guy. Like, and that's the language we use, right? We're falling in love. We're moving from this place of it didn't and now it is. And I, you know, when we talk about falling in love, like for me, I remember the conversations that we had. I remember how he made me feel. I remember, you know, late nights at Taco Bell, which you guys have heard about, and, you know, drives up Left Hand Canyon, all of these different things. And I knew, like, I remember the moment where I knew that I was probably going to spend the rest of my life with this guy. Granted, it was very early on in that summer. And if I would have told Tony then, he probably would have run screaming from the hills. But I just knew, like, there was something about him. And I'm like, clearly this is going to be who I'm going to be with. And I remember telling my roommates after I went back to Indiana and we got past the summer fling and we're dating that, you know, probably to the point where they were just like, shut up already. But I just remember talking about being in love with Tony. And yeah, and I knew it. Like I knew I loved him, but I was waiting. I was waiting for him to say it first. It was probably a good 6 months before I heard those words. But when I heard them, you know,
I was calculated.
Calculated. He just wasn't rushing into things. It's
that,
all good.
That
it's all
is
good.
The truth.
But there are like you remember the significance of the first time you hear I love you. And then, you know, we know those of you in the one family, some of you have been together for like, you know, you've been married a couple weeks or just getting married. And some of you have been married, you know, 40 plus years. And we've got the whole gamut in between. And you know that over the course of your marriage, like ours, there have been times when it's just been a casual, hey, love ya. And other times where you're having a moment and you hear those words, I love you. And it just like stops you in your tracks. And I want you to just take a minute and just think back. Like, do you remember when you said or when you thought, when you started to have that awareness, I think I'm falling in love with this person. There's something different with him or her. Or there's like I'm choosing different things. I'm reacting to how they make me feel. Yes, there are hormones, but it's also just the anticipation of the relationship and, mm-hmm. and what we might be capable of doing together. And then there's those days, that day when those words come tumbling out, sometimes very calculated on Tony's side, and sometimes they just kind of like pop out and you're like, whoa, what's going on with that? But it might be like, I think I've fallen in love with you, or I don't even have to think. I know I've fallen in love with you. Or the super simple version, which is just, I love you. And those words, I mean, we talk a lot on the show about the power of words. The first time you hear, I love you, there's so much power in those words. And those words are so powerful, they eventually get you walking down the aisle, right? And becoming Mr. and Mrs. And then, you know, if you're like us, somewhere along the line, you find yourself stuck in routines or in a season where you're just going through the motions, where you're more like roommates instead of lovers, and you're disconnected and coexisting. And truthfully, we still say the words every night before Tony goes to sleep, because he goes to sleep before I do. You guys know this. He reads for 2 pages.
And if you don't, I do.
He reads for 2 pages and he's done. I read for like 2 hours and I'm done. It's called marriage. But he will always, always, always tell me that he loves me before he goes to sleep. I hear it. You know, we say, you know, love you, or I love you, you know, as we're going out. But I know that there have been times in our marriage, and I'm guessing with, you know, an audience that literally spans the globe, that there are lots of people listening to this where there have been times where you're like, huh, I don't know if I'm in love anymore. Maybe I've fallen out. Like, how do I recapture the spark and the passion? Like, where did that go? Because I say I love you, right? We've said it. I love you. But where's the in love? Where's the beyond just the comfortability of knowing that you're my person and we do life well together? Where is the, wow, we can set the world on fire, right? There's more to us than just getting through our routines and doing the stuff that we got to do. There's this passion. And it doesn't have to be like, I mean, Tony and I are in our mid 40s, right? So the passion that we had in our early, I mean, I was 19 when I
think
I met
we're
Tony.
In our late, well, I'm, yeah, you were in our late 40s, babe. We're not mid. 47, 48 is late.
Technically, I am still in the mid. Like, if you go.
Okay.
We can parse okay. this down. I still consider myself mid. You might be late because you're older than I am.
Okay.
But I'm going to go mid. just a little age thing. I don't mind telling you my age. I'm just not late 40s yet. That's all. But with that, you know, getting into this idea of going, okay, wait a minute. What are we talking about? What are we actually speaking out loud?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the big thing. You know, the feeling, and Elise and I have talked about this many a times, and because we wrestle with it ourselves.
Yeah.
How can you not? How can you not? You're human. You have emotion. You have feelings. You can cry. You can laugh. You can be happy. You can be sad. There can be joy. There can be frustration. And we all know what that feeling of love is. We've sensed it. And yet in marriage, we can go around and go, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. And yet we have shared so many times on this show, it's not that feeling. That feeling is going to be fleeting. I don't know the last time I had that feeling, like really knew the butterfly part of it 27 years later. Do I get it? Do I say, sure. It's much different though than courtship. Than first meeting someone, mm-hmm. and yet you can still be in love with your spouse. Mm-hmm. It's honoring your vows. I think it goes back to really looking at it and going, am I honoring the words that I spoke on that day when we said, and I said, I do.
Mm-hmm. And even hearing you talk about this and, you know, just thinking through this whole concept, you know, because we do hear so often people talk about falling out of love, or I'm just not in love anymore. And I get to thinking about, okay, what's the power behind those two little letters? Could speaking that, could being like our girlfriend who, you know, as her husband got up from the table a month and a half ago, and I subsequently learned that that's pretty much how she says, I love you to him all the time. She's constantly is reminding him that she's in love with him. Could we make that same shift mm-hmm. in our marriage? Could those two little letters change how you and I both think and feel about our marriage? But let's talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
We're back. And we're talking about how when you change how you express your love to your spouse by simply adding the word in, you have the potential to change everything. You know, your words have an impact on you. They have an impact on your spouse. They have an impact on your marriage, your home, your community. It's like your words, literally think of dropping a stone into a lake where the water is perfectly still. And watching the ripples cascade out. That stone that you throw are the words that you speak. The ripples are all of the different people that get impacted by the words that you speak. And how you express your love is another area where you can actually create ripples across an ocean. It's when you start thinking about, what does it actually mean? Like if so many people fall out of love, right? If so many people say, I don't think I'm in love with my spouse anymore. What happens if we actually, as the one family, as this community of folks that are super excited about doing marriage well, what happens if we actually get proactive, right? Take action and are intentional about saying, wait a minute, not on our watch. We're not going to fall out of love with our spouse. We're actually going to start reminding both ourselves and our spouse, you know what? I'm in love with you.
Yeah. And one simple way of doing this is you look at your six pillars of intimacy. Start looking at your six pillars of intimacy. Which ones? And if you don't have the six pillars of intimacy yet, go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com, grab our free ebook, go get it, read it, and understand that each one of those pillars can be strong, they can strengthen your marriage, or they can have cracks. Mm-hmm. And as you look at each one of those, you can start to look at your spouse and go, wow, this is why I'm in love with my spouse. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm so in love with them, because we do this in this pillar, or we do that in that pillar. And you may look at a pillar and go, wow, there's a crack in that one. And that causes some tension, mm-hmm. causes some frustration. And I can see myself pulling away. Mm-hmm. And yet what would happen if we begin to strengthen that financial pillar together and go, wow, through doing that, now we have that connection, mm-hmm. the strength of that pillar, and we're in love.
Or any of the other five pillars for that matter. But it's all about being intentional, right? When we speak the words, when we get out of our routines, right? Because I really feel like I love you or love ya. It almost becomes so commonplace for couples that we just, it's almost like on autopilot, right? Like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm supposed to tell you I love you. Oh, I came, you know, you're taking the kids to school. I'm supposed to tell you.
It's just an automatic, and we don't put any, there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? There's no feeling behind it. It is that just that automatic of just, hey, love you, because I'm leaving the door. It's a quick peck and the kiss, which we've talked about in past episodes of just, we're doing it because we're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And instead of really just stepping into it and going, I'm in love with you, and giving you a passionate kiss and then walking out the door.
Absolutely, because I want you all to think right now, as you're listening to the show, what would shift if you started telling your spouse, and so by extension, you're telling yourself that you are in love with him or her, right? What happens when you just think about saying the words, at looking in their eyes, or even just in passing? Like this is actually really kind of a funny experiment, because I've done it with Tony, where, you know, just in passing, I'll be like, I'm in love with you. And no joke, the first time I did it, he like stopped and he sort of looked at me like, what did you just say?
It's true. I was like, huh? Okay.
It was this total interruption. But when you start professing the fact that you are in love with someone, right? That we're not going to fall into what popular society says that, yeah, you know what, after 20 years or whatever, it's normal to fall out of love and then you go, you know, find the next one or whatever that crap is. But instead to say, wait a minute, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell me that I am choosing to be in love with you. And if you choose to be in love with someone, I'm guessing, because I've seen it in my own life, that it's going to change how you show up in the marriage. Because when you were falling in love, if we can go all the way back there, however far back that is for you guys, when you were falling in love and you knew that you were falling in love and you would tell other people, I think I'm in love with so-and-so, I can promise you beyond a shadow of a doubt that how you treated your then boyfriend or girlfriend, soon to be spouse, how what you said to them, what you did for them looks a lot different because you were in love or you were falling in love. We as a family, the one family, we need to get back in all six pillars of intimacy to getting to that place where we're like, oh, wait a minute. It worked all those years ago. Maybe that's what's missing from our marriage. Maybe that in part, that choosing to be in the relationship, that choosing to be a participant in this intimacy is actually what's going to create a shift. It's two little letters, you guys. Two tiny little letters. But I want you to experiment this week, right? Randomly. Like, don't be like, hey, I'm going to try and experiment on you. Don't be weird. Please don't be weird. Just in passing, tell them, hey, I just want you to know I'm in love with you. Watch their reaction. Think about how you feel. Like have the self-awareness when you're saying it, because you might just be like, this is the most awkward thing Elise has ever asked us to do. But be aware of what shifts in you.
Yeah.
When you pause and say, hey, I'm in love with you. Because it will create a shift.
Yeah. Whenever we're doing things like this too, remember, your spouse may not respond. They may not. They may not be there yet. They, like, again, Elisa's been thinking about this way more than I have. She started practicing this well before I even knew what the heck was going on. And so just because I didn't respond the first time doesn't mean I didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. That she responded the second, or she said it the second time or the third time, and maybe I'm still sort of like processing. Doesn't mean I'm not hearing it. It means I'm processing it. Mm-hmm. Many years ago, and I shared this in episode, I think it's episode 6 now. Wow.
That's many years ago. In the dark ages.
But when I first started telling my dad, I love you, after I get off of a call, never hearing it from his words ever as a kid, never as an adult. At this point in time, I had two kids of my own. They were younger. Never hearing it from my dad. Not once. And I remember God speaking to me, and I had this conversation going like, why? And God was saying, it's not for him, it's for you. For you. And I had the chance to just speak to a buddy this past weekend about that. And you know what? Seeing my dad pass and being there and him and I being able to say, I love you all those years later. That's why I said it. I said it for many a times without him saying it back. And this may just be one of those moments too, where you're just saying it. Mm-hmm. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Because I'm telling you, shifts happen. Sometimes they just don't happen in the time frame we want them to, and that's okay. As Elisa said, this is your week. This is your week to go out and be bold and take a step of faith and tell your spouse, I'm in love with you. Mm. Take a chance. Take a moment. It's not even a chance. But sometimes you got to build up the courage inside you because you're struggling, and we're here to tell you, you can do it. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You can go to your spouse, you can say it, you can look at them in the eye, and you can just say, hon, I'm in love with you. Give them a hug, give them a kiss, and move on. They may say it back, they may not, but then do it again, and do it again, and do it again. And we'll see what's going to happen with your marriage as you go from where you are today to an extraordinary marriage. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we're excited for you as you utter those words to your spouse. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.